Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Demystifying Disability, What to Know, What to Say, and How to Be an Ally by Emily Ladau is a contemporary nonfiction guide focused on disability awareness, disability etiquette, and practical allyship, written in an accessible handbook style. The book is aimed at both disabled and non-disabled readers who want a clearer understanding of how disability shapes everyday communication, public life, and inclusion efforts. Rather than treating disability as a narrow medical issue or a topic reserved for specialists. How to avoid ableist assumptions, and how to make accessibility a routine practice in events, workplaces, media, and ordinary interactions. Its purpose is not merely educational but corrective. It challenges common myths, emphasizes disabled voices, and offers concrete guidance for becoming a more thoughtful ally. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, disability as identity, culture, and a normal part of human diversity. By establishing this foundation, Ladau makes the rest of the book more concrete. Readers are less likely to ask what is wrong with disabled people and more likely to ask what barriers have been created around them. And assumptions, the book also makes the point that disabled people can absorb ableist attitudes themselves, which keeps the analysis from becoming simplistic. This matters because it shows ableism as a social framework rather than just individual bad manners. As a result, the reader is encouraged to build better habits, not just better intentions. Thirdly, practical disability etiquette for conversations, questions, and interpersonal respect. This section of the book is especially valuable for educators, employers, service providers, and family members because it translates broad inclusion goals into everyday conduct. Etiquette here is not about politeness for its own sake. It is about reducing friction, respecting dignity, and preventing small interactions from becoming sources of exclusion. Fourthly, accessibility as a standard practice in communication, events, and planning. What distinguishes this topic is its prevention-oriented logic. Instead of only responding to exclusion after it occurs, the book encourages readers to build habits that reduce exclusion in the first place. That makes the book especially useful for people who influence policy, programming, or public communication. Lastly, media stereotypes and the importance of centering disabled voices. This topic also broadens the book beyond interpersonal etiquette. It shows that ISHIP includes paying attention to systems of narrative power, not just individual manners. That makes the book more comprehensive than a simple do and do not guide, because it connects representation to public understanding and social change. In conclusion, Demystifying Disability is best suited for readers who want a grounded, non-technical introduction to disability culture, language, and allyship. Non-disabled readers will gain practical guidance on how to speak and act more thoughtfully. While disabled readers may appreciate the validation of seeing common social frustrations named clearly and respectfully, educators, employers, event planners, policymakers, and media professionals can also benefit because the book repeatedly turns abstract inclusion into concrete habits. What makes it stand out among disability books is its balance of accessibility and specificity. It is not a memoir, a legal manual, or an academic theory text. The book is especially strong on the link between language, assumptions, and systems, which helps readers see that allyship is not a matter of performing sensitivity, but of changing behavior and expectations, in a crowded category of inclusion guides. Ladau's book distinguishes itself by being practical without being simplistic, introductory without being superficial, and respectful without losing clarity about ableism and exclusion. If you would like to support Emily Ladau, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.